on?
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Conscious Thoughts with Leo on BBS Radio Talk Show, and I'm your host, Magdalena Winkler. Well, thank you, Robert, for being here, and I really want to welcome your son, too. Hey, folks, welcome.
Thank you very much. I'm really glad to be here with you. It's an honor, Magdalena. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. Robert, before we start with our interview, I would just let our listener know that they can actually call in to our call, and the number would be 1-888-627-6008. Again, 1-888-627-6008. The reason why I'm giving this number, because later on we will have a giveaway, and so they can actually participate in it. Is that okay?
That's fine. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Robert, I'm so excited. Let's welcome everybody for this vibrational frequency in a vibrational universe. I'm so excited that, you know, we had this incredible topic tonight, and Robert is actually from Romaya Sound Health. Practically, it's just supporting your self-healing and beautifying the power of the human voice. Is that correct, Robert?
Yes, that's true. That's correct.
Okay, well, listen, let me do this. I would actually like the listener know about a little more about you. How did you get actually involved in this healing? And then down the road, the next thing what I would like you to do is introduce or let us know about Sherry Edwards, who is actually the pioneer about that. And we will have a lot of questions. And I would really want to make sure that we also let people know about the Ebola project. So I just wanted to make sure that should be on our list. And if we do not have enough time today, folks, we will bring Robert by the next radio show, so do not worry. So, Robert, take your time as much you need and just kind of help, you know, our listener explain what is about the bioacoustic and, you know, how did you get involved in it. So, welcome.
Yes, thank you very much, Magdalena. So, I've had quite an interest in alternative healing, alternative medicine for years. I'm 48 years old, almost 49 years old. And back when I was in grade school in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, my mom and dad had smoked cigarettes for about 15 years. And so around 1973, I was in school, and they ran this American Lung Association, about a half-hour informational show at school. And it showed us how, a lung looked after many years of smoking, and talked about how it shortens lifespan. Of course, this freaked me out as a young child. I loved my parents, of course. I was the oldest child of four children, and I went home and actually, like, said, "Guys, I need you to stop smoking. This is really bad for you." And, you know, it wasn't just I'm saying I'm scared. I was saying you need to do this. And it's pretty presumptuous, you know. I know we had had the 60s, and I had some pretty understanding parents, but for a child to come and speak out that way was rather bold. And I had a sense that this was rather bold to do, but my mom and dad really took it to heart. And in within 2 weeks, they stopped smoking. And they said, "Okay, boys, if we are doing this, this is a big change. And we want the whole family to now do things more healthily." So they researched, what's the latest way to, you know, brush your teeth and have good dental health? What can we do to maximize our health? So we started taking vitamins. We started going to a chiropractor. GNC, General Nutrition Centers, had actually opened up some years before down the road from us, where my dad and mom had a musical studio in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. GNC was nearby. The Children's Television Workshop with Mr. Rogers and all those guys was nearby as well. So we had access to these vitamins, and we just started doing things in a more healthy way. And so that kept us going through. I had a brother who had cystic fibrosis, and it helped him greatly. And then rolling forward, as I went in, I became a lawyer in 1992. And, you know, I then later on was listening to this radio show. Dr. Rima Labo has a radio show, and down in Panama at the time, but she's now in Panama and Chile. she had this amazing lady on air called Sherry Edwards. And Sherry Edwards was coming in for about a half hour, and she was analyzing the voices of popular politicians or famous entertainers. And she would let the audience know whether the person was lying or telling the truth. And I found that fascinating.
I know. I love that piece. I love that piece. Yes.
Yeah. And she was doing this, Magdalena, just by analyzing the voice of every individual that would be in front of the microphone. And what was more amazing is that these people didn't even know they were going to be analyzed in this way. They were just talking freely in an interview, maybe on a television show or what have you. And Sherry took her amazing software and her even more amazing ears, because she can hear, in addition to the voice that comes out of all of us, she can hear an extra tone coming out of us, and tends to be a high-pitched tone. And so she, with this analysis, you know, these abilities, she's able to analyze whether someone is telling the truth or not. So she thankfully has created this software that allows people, you know, to come and do this themselves. And so I became one of those people in 2011, inspired by, you know, what she was doing in this one way. She started talking about how this voice analysis, these vocal profiles, could be applied to and support our own ability to self-heal, our body's ability to self-heal, or for us to come into a harmony and balance that then allows us to kind of stave off disease, disorders, you know, tension, you know, so that the physical and emotional, mental things that can befall us. She was saying that there are ways of using sound to analyze the voice, give back tones to the voice, and support it to be able to heal from these things. And I found it fascinating. So I became a practitioner, and I love the fact that I continue to learn things. The Institute of Bioacoustic Biology and Sound Health is, a great deal of it is a research facility. And so as we learn more things in our analysis, working with our clients, we're then able to pass that information on. And there are several ways that this happens. Sherry has a radio show on Sundays, and she has alternating shows on Tuesdays. So it's great. It's a great opportunity to be able to find out a little bit more. Just to give you an idea, a flavor of it, Blog Talk Radio is where she has her Sunday show from 12 to 1 Eastern Standard Time. She just had Bruce Lipton on there. He was talking about his book, which actually is one of my favorite books, probably from the last 5 years, called Spontaneous Evolution. He wrote with Steve Behrman. And he took what he did with the biology of belief.
Oh, belief. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he took that, which, you know, is a very kind of, in a way, you know, getting down to the biochemistry and the biology of our thoughts and how they can impact on our body and things like that. And he and Steve Behrman extended that out to what we can do to help the entire world, and how, you know, there are microcosms and macrocosms of different things. Like, you know, a tree can be similar to, you know, a person can be similar to a molecule, an atom, and it to a universe. You know, there are different ways that, you know, we can see how things different. Our thoughts can not only impact our own biology, but it can then, you know, impact the biology of peoples, nations, states, all of that, to bring about a better tomorrow. You know, so just as we can make ourselves more whole, we can make our society more whole. And I just found it amazing how it brought all that together. And as a person who's very interested in activism, and a person who is a political science major, for example, I found it just fascinating. So it brings a lot of things together for me. So he was on there last week. We had an analysis of Dr. Oz with his situation with having some colleagues, you know, calling him onto the carpet for some of the things that he does on his show. Some would call what he does bold. Others would say, well, he's just, you know, stretching it. He's going out there with these untried techniques. So, of course, that's a matter of perspective. But what Sherry did, was to analyze the voices of some of the detractors to see who's telling the truth and who's not. And then she has coming up next Tuesday something about cholesterol and how it impacts athletic performance. So that's just a microcosm, Magdalena, of some of the cool ways people can learn a bit more about this from Sherry herself. And people can also get involved. There's an option to become a guardian. It's called a part of the Guardian Network. And
yeah, I wrote this down. Yeah, that would be one of my questions down the road. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And that's you know, we can get into that more, but that's one way people can get into it. They could become a sound health technician, which is a 2-day course. They can also become a sound health practitioner like me. There's there's usually about once a month there's an opportunity to take a class as a sound health practitioner, and there's actually cost savings. There's matching funds, like a scholarship kind of thing that they're doing. So normally, you know, it would be my understanding is like $5,200 to do that, but you know, there's a matching fund. So my understanding is it could be even done for $2,600, and they match the funds. That's my understanding, and I can verify
yeah,
that.
I actually wrote down that, you know, I was looking forward to actually to you know, kind of put the idea out to our listeners. If somebody is looking to change the professional and if they are interested actually in their health and wellness, that would be a pretty amazing, you know, direction to go. So, yes, thank you for bringing it up.
Welcome. And so many people are changing their vocations today. In a way, what Bruce Lipton was talking about, you know, about people are reinventing themselves because they're feeling like the old molds that people have been put into are just not comfortable anymore. And you know, I have a brother who is a newscaster, and he decided he wanted to become a vet technician. He's graduating this May. My other brother, you know, my living brother, that is, he was an attorney like me, went into insurance, and then now he's become a nurse. He's going out there helping people. He just graduated. I was an attorney for nearly 20 years, and I still am. I still practice part-time, but you know, for me, my real love is to be able to help people here. I want to help people in whatever way I can, but I'm finding that if I can help someone with this alternative or integrative medicine that it is, it brings
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, and also, you know, for you being also attorney, trust me, we still have need, you know, attorneys, because, you know, there's so much, you know, stuff going on that, you know, somebody needs to kind of protect, you know, the interest, especially in the alternative, you know, methods that, you know, that should be going, that should go in the right direction. And, you know, and on the other side also, as I was listening, I absolutely actually love the video breaking the barrier of the disease.
Mm-hmm.
And they have such a great information. And, you know, as I was listening to it, you know, they are talking about, you know, what would it take, you know, to change this. And the point is that we as a society, you were talking about, you know, we can change the culture, we can change actually the nation. You know, what we will have to do is we have to start actually in our own consciousness. Because without changing the consciousness and the way we are thinking, we cannot bring different results. Remember, Einstein said that we cannot change something until, you know, we cannot change it, bring it from the same level. We have to go to the next level to change something, because otherwise it will be same old, same old. And I think same thing is happening here, what we are dealing right now, that, you know, we are moving in this whole new direction. I mean, I love that, you know, when I read your article, the first article where I was reading, it was about the universal frequencies, and that's how I got attracted to your information. Because
yes.
I understand, I love astrology, and to me, astrology is also, you know, the planets vibrating, you know, with the different frequencies and everything else, you know, and being myself in the health and wellness for 20 years, you know, it really resonated immediately, and yes, you know, and there are so many new technologies look like right now, you know, the voice technology or information, you know, to help to change, and because the old one is just not working, it's just working on the physical level. And I think that's something that people do still not recognize.
Yes, and I love the fact, Magdalena, that a lot of what we do with the sound health, it fits in with everything else. It fits in its own way with other alternative modalities, you know, in a way like massage, energy medicine, acupuncture, chakra, you know, analysis and different
mm-hmm.
therapies. around that. It goes with the astrology, absolutely. And I look at it, Magdalena, as having several different layers. We can look at it as a layer of color. And the way we, in fact, set this up is to see this as a color wheel or a sound wheel. And the way that the colors interact with each other and can cancel each other out or enhance the colors and the way they blend becomes like you're putting together a chord of music. So we have our sound wheel, and one note can cancel another, for example, on the opposite side of that wheel. Just like, so people can relate to this, when someone has a really noisy, let's say, refrigerator, there is technology out there whereby they can find the opposite note, and they can do a sound canceling. So they'll put a little unit next to the refrigerator and have it turned on. And by having it turned on, there's now no sound to that refrigerator that you can hear. I mean, the sound is still there. It's just being canceled out. So that's using, you know, the sound technology. And that can resonate into what we do to support people's ability to heal. Fukushima, for example, was, you know, it's quite a tragedy. Years ago it occurred. We're still having issues with the radiation spilling out. And what has happened is with the different tides, wind and sea tides, this radiation has been brought in. So Dr. Rima has done some important things there. She even had like a special lollipop thing she was doing that would help people to support their ability to heal from this. And she's very interested in a lot of work. She's actually worked with some officials out there. And Sherry has looked at this from the perspective of frequency. And so she actually had analyzed the different types of radiation coming over from Fukushima to us.
Wow.
And so she put together an actual list of biochemicals that are in effect. They have the frequency that is opposite of the radiation itself. And what it does is that by taking some of that biochemical, the goal is, it serves to bring the body into harmony and balance with regard to, let's say, cesium or plutonium, to be able to try to cancel out the effect of the radiation. So that's one way that it can work.
Alexander, it just makes me speechless, actually. This is so amazing.
And one way to look at this, Magdalena, too, just so it doesn't seem quite so mysterious, if we consider how much of our body is water, okay, and how unique an element water is. I mean, it's really a gift, you know, from God's source. It really is. What water provides us is just amazing. Water can take on frequency. Water can take on emotions. You know, Emoto showed us that, for example. And so since we have this water within us, we can theorize that what we're doing is we're adding frequency to the water. We're entraining the body. What happens when that extra note that Sherry would hear and still hears, that's your body sending out a note or notes that it needs repeated back to it. It's like asking for its echo. And so what you do is give the body back the frequency that we, you know, or frequencies that we see in the programs might be needed by the body. We test them with a biofeedback piece of equipment, pulse oximeter, and we determine which ones the body likes. And the body will like it if the oxygen, for example, increases and the pulse goes down. You know, it's a sign of relaxation. That's a good sign. So we know that we're onto something good with that particular frequency. We call it a frequency equivalent. By then giving the body that for a couple days, they'll listen to it through headphones, for example, then it actually fills the body up with that tone. But the way it's doing that is through something called entrainment. So like the way to understand that is two grandfather clocks in a room set to different swings of the pendulum. You know, you just it's not like the same swing. Eventually they will come into entrainment. So they will start swinging together. If you're the lone drummer and there are a bunch of drums set up like they have at Disney, you know, you're drumming the bump, the bump, the bump, the bump, the bump. You'll have other people come in and they will start playing eventually you will have everybody working to the same rhythm. So it's that kind of thing. What we're doing with the sound is sending up a vibration into the body through the ears, for example, or if they listen to a speaker through the whole ambience of the room. And it gives the body the frequencies or frequency equivalents that it needs. And then by giving the body those frequency equivalents, it supports the body's ability to heal. You're giving the body what it needs. In a similar way, when you go to the car shop and you need to fill up your oil, fill up your tranny fluid or what have you, your body's getting what it needs, just like your car's getting what it needs to do what it needs to do, to serve you better and to get you from point A to point B.
Yeah. Well, I was just, as you were talking in the beginning about the comparison, I was thinking about the tuning forks.
Yes, that too, that idea, yeah. When you're doing the tuning fork, you're creating a vibration. You're taking that vibration and sending it into the body, and the body will respond to that vibration, yes. And you notice you're working with particular notes. Similarly, we're working with notes. What we have here with the Sound Health is because it's, and this is why it's an integrative medicine, is because it has this kind of mathematical basis. And so National Institutes of Health termed it, it seemed to make sense to, if you're going to put it into a pigeonhole, to call it integrative, because integrative is any therapy which has some high-quality scientific evidence of safety and efficacy. And that's been the goal of the research aspect, to find ways to make sure this is done in a safe way, and that's what we've been able to do. Of course, you know, we always put in our disclaimer, these statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. And the Sound Health and Beauty, Human Bioacoustic Biology, and Vocal Profiling that you'll hear me say as terms here, they're intended to benefit the normal structure and function, not prescribed as treatment for medical or psychological conditions, to diagnose, care, treat, or rehabilitate individuals, and not to apply any medical, mental health, or human development principles. And I say all issues expressed in terms of frequency.
I'm glad you, Robert, too. Yes, I'm glad you actually brought up, because I actually have here a little piece of paper that I was looking forward to, you know, before we go into that, you know, just to make sure that people, I understand, you know, that, you know, how they're interpreting it, and we are not diagnosing and we are not prescribing here.
Exactly. And I see this as, you know, certainly we encourage people to go to their physicians, their primary care physicians.
Exactly.
We certainly see, you know, there are some amazing diagnostic and surgical skills that are out there. I mean, we, you know, have some amazingly skilled doctors out there. In fact, you know, we see what we do as not only beneficial for clients, but beneficial to the allopathic doctors out there, as well as the holistic and integrative practitioners, because we can provide, like I was mentioning, we can provide vocal profiles to their clients, or and contemporaneously to those practitioners, the doctors, the holistic providers, which gives them some feedback. If, for example, someone's not utilizing their medicine properly, let's say they've got a need for heart medication, and they've tried like 6 different medications, and they're just not working. There's a way that we can use the frequency equivalent of a particular medication, and we can give the frequency to the individual, making sure that their body likes it through the pulse oximeter biofeedback test we do. But then giving
how do you do that? Robert?
Yeah. Well, what we do is we would then give the frequency equivalent of the medication to the person, and it's like it gives the we call it giving the body a little kick. Okay, and we have found that the clients who have come in, it has actually benefited them to be able to then start using or have the ability to start using some of those medications, and that could be done through a vocal profile to see, you know, how is this person responding to this particular frequency. We have what we see when we analyze a person's voice is not only certain frequency equivalents of biochemicals and medicines could be either high or low, but sometimes we'll see that they're not working. This is interesting, Magdalena, that sometimes there are things going on in your body, and some of them are not working. And if this is happening, you know, maybe for your methylation system, which is a very complex system having to do with your detox, your energy, and how you use your resources, if you have one of those biochemicals that's not working, then, you know, your body's not going to work efficiently. Maybe to take zinc from, you know, a pill and make it zinc that you can use, for example, to detoxify your system. And, you know, of course, we need to detox our system, or, you know, we're not going to be as healthy. In addition, it could be, you know, replicating our cells. You know, if we don't replicate our cells properly, we can, you know, usher in disease and things like that. So by giving people a vocal profile, evaluating them in the, we call it the math matrix, all these frequency equivalences like a math matrix, we can then let them know, well, it seems like there are some things not working for you, certain frequency equivalents not working for you, and it may make it harder for your body to function. Then what we do is have them in, we test them with the frequency equivalents we think are going to work. If it seems like the body likes them, then we can send them home with a tone box. They can listen for a couple days, and it what it does is it unblocks those blocked frequencies. So their body starts working in a way like on all cylinders, to use another car analogy, and then they should find that they will start feeling better. And as we work with clients, Magdalena, we find that it's like we're peeling away layers. The body, when it's communicating through that extra tone in your voice down to our program, it usually offers up the most important things, the most pressing needs. So it might be like a pain, you know, a deficiency that's causing a real problem. Could be a pathogen, you know, like some, you know, like there's maybe a you know, a nasty cold coming in, that kind of thing. So what it's offering up is what's most important. So we take care of those most important things, and then it's kind of like once we've taken care of that, we've peeled away that layer. Then the body has the ability to offer up, let's say, the B-level issues. And then we can try to take those and peel that layer away, and then we can get down a little deeper. And by doing that, we can actually bring the whole body into more harmony and balance in the long run. So we may find that, you know, and some people will find that they've taken care of the pressing issue. They really don't need to come back, and that's fine. I mean, we're not wanting to have clients that have to stick around and stay around forever and keep on, you know, putting money out there. And, you know, we're not going to be telling them, you know, to engage in, let's say, protocols that are going to cause them to get sick and then come back later. You know, certainly we're not about that. We really look at what can be done holistically for them by based on an analysis of this math matrix. And then they decide how much further they want to go. If they want to come back and kind of address other issues, or look at this as supporting health, so that they will have more energy and full function when they get older, they can certainly come in.
Well, yeah, I was, you know, when I was first time talking with you, I mean, I was fascinated when you were talking about, you know, about the certain muscles and people are working out, and, you know, and certain muscles that can be blocked, and, you know, you cannot change that. And to me, that became amazing, because, you know, being a massage therapist and being in health and wellness, the working with the body is like, oh my God, that makes sense. And because, you know, the muscle can be in stress and, you know, missing the tone or the sound.
Yeah, it's a huge thing for physical therapy, anyone who's been through an injury, people who are maybe bodybuilding, or people who are, let's say,
this is what I'm saying. I was a specialist. That was amazing to me.
Yeah, and we had a great article from one of our practitioners, Kaj Nagy, Catherine Nagy. She's, you know, talked a bit about how this can impact golfers, for example. You know,
oh,
the golfers,
my God, can I have that
swing,
article?
Right? Yeah, they're looking for the perfect swing. And part of that is the muscles, because, you know, the body's, when you're swinging a golf club, you're asking the body to do some things that are kind of alien to it. I mean, we didn't go around as cavemen, you know, we didn't go around, you know, early on, so to speak, or, you know, we didn't go around in the Garden of Eden, or, you know, as cavemen, depending on the perspective, swinging a golf club or doing anything like that. That was, it's an unnatural kind of movement, but it's important for the game. And so those subtle muscles, the subtlety of your muscle tone and the movement, and making sure that you have proper flexibility, and then have that explosive power that you need to let's say drive it, you know, 450 mm-hmm. feet away, mm-hmm. takes that attention to the muscles. And you know, it's not like where you can build yourself up like in football or baseball. You know, you're going to build yourself up to be stronger. You know, it's a more subtle thing with golfers, although this helps with every sport. And what we really try to do is to analyze the voice. Again, it's for each customer. We analyze the voice, see what's too tight, and see what's not working. And then by giving them back the tones that their body, through the pulse oximeter biofeedback work, tells us is what it needs, then they're able to hopefully start feeling better and feeling like their swing can be maybe a bit more open, more relaxed, and they can not, you know, not be forcing themselves through malaise or tension. They can actually just focus on getting a nice smooth swing and getting the explosive quality behind the ball.
How long will it take, actually, you know, sometimes if you have a serious condition, you know, with a golfer, for instance, you know, how long it will take actually to recover? Recovery time
for someone to recover from a muscle injury in golf.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's going to be different for each person. What is going to be, you know, for example, you know, if someone were having a broken bone and they were listening to their tones consistently, you know, we've seen recovery in half the time for some people. Mm-hmm. But each person's, you know, going to have, you know, some variance on that. And, you know, it's going to depend on how intensively they can do it. I mean, the practicality of it is that people can only, within their day, listen so long to their tones.
Yes.
And
mm-hmm.
and there's only a certain amount of time you want to listen to the tones, too, without it being too much. So what we try to do is to support them. We can talk to them about not only giving the tones that help to support the muscle to self-heal, but we can also talk about if there are certain nutrients that they're going to need to help it to recover.
Okay.
We can see how are those biochemicals working in the body. We can talk to them, you know, about what seems to be happening in the math matrix, and then they can go talk to their dietitian or nutritionist and their physical therapist about what they're seeing. They can take a vocal profile and talk to them about it, and then come up with maybe additions to the regimen to get them back out on the course, golf course, as soon as possible. And that's the same thing with, you know, other people. The idea is to look at the sports person, the sportsman, sportswoman, holistically, and really try to see what they need. We don't look at it as, well, I'm only going to look at this aspect. You know, if I see something coming through in voice analysis that might be relevant to whatever their concern is, I'm going to voice mm-hmm. it. I'm not going to parse it out and say, well, I'll tell them about that next time. You know, I look at it as, look, if it's here and I can help, I'm going to take the time to do it. It does take time because there's a behind the scenes, there's a lot of, in a way, mathematical analysis we're doing, and then coming up with the proper tones, analyzing and seeing, you know, what's going on with this particular frequency equivalent, this biochemical, and seeing how do we help the person through this problem.
Well, what is amazing to me, Robert, also as I was listening to this breaking the barrier of disease, is that, you know, they're talking about, you know, this is not something that, you know, you have to guess. This is a science behind that is proving it. So that's the amazing piece about that.
Yeah, like decloaking pathogens, we were able to do dark field microscopy to see that, you know, it was actually having an effect on the pathogens. And we see this just as, it shouldn't be seen as too mysterious. It shouldn't be even seen as threatening to, let's say, the medical establishment. We see this as just being a tool. You know, it would not make sense for us to have, you know, a philosophical debate over whether it's fair to use appropriate to use a flathead screwdriver or a Phillips head screwdriver. It's the tool that works. If you had a carpenter that had that attitude, it would be harder for them to get their work done. If they said, I am not going to use, you know, any flathead screwdriver, you're going to find that sometimes Phillips will not work. And for you to, you know, let's say you have to get those screws out, you're going to have to go and say, okay, well, I guess this isn't going to work. I'm going to have to saw it off, saw off the head and pull out that stem of that screw. That's going to be a waste of time, and your client's going to be paying for that. So I look at it as, if it's a tool that works for a particular application, why not do it? And that's the same thing with, I know people get into debates about, you know, vaccinations and antibiotics, but I look at it as, well, can we not have variety? Can we not have we have a variety of choice. We go into a restaurant, we don't have to just order chicken. We go into a car dealership, we don't just have to order, you know, a black two-door vehicle. Some people want a truck.
And, you know, this is right now a whole different, topic, what we could actually go even in hours in the conversation, because, I mean, it begins with a perception. And I think that's where we are right now caught as a society, that we are so caught in it, it's just okay, right or wrong. No, there are more than one options here. And I think we will have to kind of go through that and break the barrier here, too, as we are talking about.
I would call it a false duality. I think in a way sometimes, you know, our media is doing their job, but of course there's, you know, certain people they have to answer to, let's say. And for us to be offered two options when, you know, people sitting back and really talking about it, you know, over a barbecue or at the bar or at the beauty shop, if they really think about it, we're creative. We'll come up with six different options, you know, not two. And I don't think it means, like Sherry says, she loves to say, look, there are enough sick people to go around. You know, I mean, it's sad to see that, but it's an opportunity. It's an opportunity for all of us.
You know,
to be able to help.
Well, you know, Robert, what my point is always is look like, you know, hey, if somebody doesn't want to go that road, that's fine with me.
Sure.
But do not hold those people back who are willing to go or they are ready, or for them, actually, this old paradigm is not serving them anymore.
Sure. And sometimes, and I will tell you this, Magdalene, I've had some people come into me and they'll say, you know, I don't know what to do. I've tried all the other options. My doctor told me there's nothing more he or she can do, and I've been praying for something, and then they would find me, and I'm sure other practitioners have found this to be the same thing. And you know, I take that as very important. You know, anytime I'm taking care of a client, you know, I pray beforehand. You know, I ask, you know, for, you know, God's source. I ask my angels.
Okay.
To help. I don't want this to be just about me. I don't want it to be about ego. And, you know, when someone comes in and says, you know, I need this, you know, I had a person come in who hadn't been able to eat a decent meal, socialize with friends, or even feel comfortable around his fiance for three and a half years. And he had this tremendous inflammation in his throat. And they were offering surgery, but they said, well, you know, it could go south and you could actually get worse. You know, this could actually affect some other things. You know, if a false move, you could have an issue with your lungs. You could, you know, have worse issues. And so he saw that as not the good prospect. His fiance talked to me and we brought him in on December 23rd. And I said, I just had this thought, Magdalene. I said, I would really like to see him be able to eat Christmas dinner. And, you know, he came in on the 23rd and I analyzed him, took the time and found what were the best frequency equivalents for him, sent them home with the tone box and the speaker. Actually, I gave them the speaker, as I recall. And he listened, I believe, that night and the following morning. And the fiance, she decided to kind of jump the gun. She made, I think it was meatloaf and vegetables, kind of like a deluxe Christmas Eve dinner. And she was surprised when he apparently ate it without any trouble. This is a person who could not keep food down for 3.5 years. He would have to take a gallon of water and actually hold it above him to try to chase the food down. And it would still come up at times. So when you can see that kind of thing happen, I mean, it's, I want to do that if I can be an instrument to help other people, it's not about me. It really is, you know, God put me in a place, you know, with an opportunity, with an amazing modality, an amazing, you know, lady in Sherry Edwards, and all of her practitioners are wonderful, to be able to try to make a difference in this way for people. And, you know, I see this as, I want this to reach out to the world. I know that not everybody is in the same town as a practitioner, and that's why I talk about the vocal profiles, you know, and I have on my website, people have the opportunity to, you know, if they want to send in, if they want to send in a vocal print, what I want to do is to be able to analyze them, analyze their print and send them a vocal profile based on, you know, particular subject that they're concerned about. And they can then, you know, they can then decide if they want to see a practitioner. You know, some people, you know, may be able to do that. Others may not, but at least we can talk about how they can start down the road to be able to learn more about bioacoustics and to be able to have their, you know, body come into some harmony and balance for whatever ails them.
Oh, Robert, I hate to kind of do that. I cannot even believe we have only 15 more minutes away. Oh. If you didn't do, announce that things, that giveaway. Oh, my God. Listen, please let our listener, you know, what is your giveaway. And so if somebody calls in, so they can get the, you know, the free giveaway. So
okay, well, I was thinking that we could give away two free vocal profiles. So wherever you guys are in the world, if you want to send in your name, and we can, if you guys, however you want to do the drawing, and we can do two, you know, two lucky.
Well, let's do that. The first two listener who call in, they will get the, you know, the vocal profile.
Okay. So get on the phone,
how about
guys.
That? Yeah. Okay.
Yes, that sounds wonderful.
Okay. We are waiting. If somebody calls in, you will receive the free vocal profile from Robert.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Let me give you the number. It's 1-888-627-6008, folks. Call in. Listen, so long we are waiting, I would like you to just kind of, you know, bring the information about the Ebola.
Oh, yes, yes. Sherry felt this was a big subject. You know, Dr. Rima and others, and Sherry, you know, is herself, you know, in a way, a pioneer in this area. Just as Sherry has tried to approach these different crises we've had, the swine flu, she brought out a program regarding that and other flus, and she brings out countervailing the influence as a program updated every year. She did what she did with Fukushima. We have actually on the website, people can get a free public version of that software to be able to analyze themselves for different radical factors of radiation effects. So that's tremendously important. And then Ebola is another one that she has felt was very important. And I'm not sure if it's free right now, but I think you can contact Sound Health. At least it was a free program for a while. Now, sometimes what they do is they ask for, in order for, you know, like you get it free for 30 days, and then they ask you to send in at least one vocal profile. You just send it through email, and I think then it becomes free, you know, thereafter. But talk to them about the details there. But bottom line, Ebola software, Sherry, just as with swine flu and the other flus, she has decoded the frequency equivalent of some of the different strains, and she did that with some of the Ebola different strains that we've heard about. And what she has done is made this software, this public version of the software, available so people can, who are concerned about this, let's say nurses or people who may be traveling in areas that might be suspected to have issues like this, they can actually get the software. And they can be able to use, you know, an appropriate microphone, or, you know, talk to the office about that. And they can then analyze their voices and see if there's any concern about Ebola. Now, you know, it seems like it's calming down over there. I heard that Liberia had I guess, made some great strides in eradicating it. But the reality is that you never know. I think it's best to be prepared. That's why Sherry puts out countervailing the influence regarding swine flu and some of the other flus, because she wants people to be prepared. She has a program called PreVac, which also lets people know how the vaccines that are coming out will be likely to affect them. This is huge, Magdalena. When you consider what they're trying to do in Australia and California, trying to take away exemptions. In Australia, the prime minister was even, I guess, threatening families that they wouldn't be able to get their benefits if they didn't take the vaccination. I have a son who got a vaccination, and then not too long after, he was diagnosed with benign occipital epilepsy. So, you know, there are concerns I have. And so we were able to get, you know, to talk to our doctor. We were able to work out, you know, how to approach that in the best way. But taking away that option, you know, is very scary. As an attorney, you know, I'm aware that, you know, you take every customer or every client in that case as their own egg. You can't presume that everyone is going to be the same. And, you know, certainly every patient medically is supposed to have informed consent. And that means they understand fully what it is they have and what their options are. And then by giving informed consent, a doctor can move forward. It seems like this, a lot of that opportunity to be able to give informed consent has been taken away. Sometimes children aren't needing to tell their parents about certain, you know, things regarding vaccines in certain places. And now we're having a lot of pressure on families to get the vaccine or not be able to subsist and have enough money for their livelihood. So PreVac gives people an opportunity to see how is a particular vaccination likely to affect them. So that's, again, you know, I find, you know, to be a very important resource for people. Ebola, very important resource. The Radical Factors or radiation software we have is a very important resource because it puts the power over your health into your hands so that you can be participant in it. And it doesn't mean that, you know, you don't listen to anyone else. You should, you know, definitely consult your doctor. You can always get your second opinions, you know, that's possible. But you can be taking charge of it. A lot of the people, the experts out there in recent years have said, look, people need to, you know, talk to their doctors. They need to ask questions. They need to take charge of their health. So this is just one way to do that that serves as an adjunct to their other medical things going on. You know your health. You know your background. I will say this also as an attorney, more and more we are seeing how there are families are being called in to consult on certain issues. I had a case in juvenile court in which the Department of Children and Families didn't know what was happening with the child, and they presumed that maybe there was something amiss going on for this child who had very tight muscles. They thought maybe there was something else that had happened, and maybe that was a reason for, you know, charging there was some abuse or something that had happened. But the family came in and said, no, that's actually something that runs in the family. It's a very rare condition, but it ran in the family. And so the family coming in and offering this information can save time, can be more efficient. And likewise, people getting more knowledgeable about their health and using the different resources out there, like sound health, bioacoustic biology, bioacoustic sound health, can make a difference for them in the long run. And keep them around longer with joy of life, you know, not only, you know, living, but living with vitality, not only surviving, but thriving.
Well, you know what I'm actually getting for this whole conversation tonight is that, you know, cooperation between people, between doctors and the patients, and cooperation with each other is so hugely important.
Sure. It is, you know, a community.
Exactly. Because if we are not allowing this communication, then, you know, there is no free will. I mean, then the human soul is just suffocating here. And with that, we cannot actually move forward as a humanity.
Right. And this is also, Sherry also tells us, she doesn't think this is, she's not saying like, I'm so great, I came up with this totally new thing, and you know, all this. She actually is a very committed, humble person who acknowledges that this is, you know, it maybe it's modern in a way, but it's also an ancient mystery revealed.
Yeah.
That there are certain things that we've actually forgotten. There's a great author, practitioner, painter, and musician, Jill Mattson, who wrote a biography about Sherry called Secret Sounds, or Sacred, make sure I get that right, Sacred Sounds. I'll have to get the exact title. I'm sorry, I'm a little unsure of the title there, but she made this amazing biography about Sherry that talks a lot about that. And she has some other books that talk about how there are ancient ways that music and rhythm have been used, and that what Sherry is doing falls into a lot of that. You know, so it's fascinating. If you go back to Edgar Cayce, he said something to the effect of sound, I think sound and light will be the medicine of the future.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But
so this is not just new. It's actually ancient mystery revealed. So it's really just talking again, Magdalene, in a way about the powers within us. If we can, you know, take some charge and participate in our own healthfulness and our own pursuit of health and happiness and beauty. There's that Ramayana sound, health, and beauty for me is not just health, but it's beauty. But I find them together. You know, when you're healthier, you're more beautiful. When you feel beautiful, you become healthier. So I find that that's all related too. It's participating in your own health, though. Your own health and your own beauty makes the difference.
Oh, absolutely. What I was trying also to add, you know, that the human voice is with us from the beginning of the humanity. You know, this is something that we didn't invent. It was already there. We just never understood it appropriately. Or we, as you have said, we forgot about that. Robert,
yes.
Listen, we only have a few more minutes. So what I really want you to do is, listen, I would say this. Are you willing to come back for the next show? So we can talk more?
Yes, fine. So what day will that be, though?
In 2 weeks. I will let you know about that. But what I really want you to do right now is, do you mind let our listen and give you information, you know, about your website and, you know, all these things what you were talking about, the pre-vac radiation record and any other information where they can find it?
Okay. So they can go to one of the best places to go for some of this information is soundhealthoptions.com. That's the main site, www.soundhealthoptions.com. That's where you can download. There's a program called Nano Voice, which we've talked a bit about, and I can talk more about later. And that's the personality profiler. They can, you know, they can talk about Sono Cards, which is gives people an idea of some of the different biochemicals and things that fall into each of the notes of the scale from C to B. They can get the information about the radio shows there. When you go to soundhealthoptions.com, there's going to be a drop-down list, and you can look at classes that talks about the two-day technician opportunity, the five-day professional class, the Guardians Network I talked about as well. There's a little drop-down menu for the radio shows. So what I talked about is right there. People can look into, you know, the links media area for some of the different information. Secret Sounds, Ultimate Healing is the name of the book. There was a biography. There's information if you look under links and media. My site is ROMAYA, Sound Health, and beauty, and it's andbeauty.com. That's www.romayasoundhealthandbeauty.com, and you can check that out and explore that. That has a lot of the information. It talks about some of the vocal profiles, the different options people have, whatever their issue might be, their issue of concern, they might find it listed there. If they wonder if there's a vocal profile for them that's not listed, they can give me a call. They can call me at 413-297-5026. That's 413 area code 297-5026, and they can explore those options. And if they're in the Springfield, Massachusetts area, would like to visit me, I can certainly see them. And you know, I would look forward to being able to talk to anyone who has any questions about this. I will be doing some updates to my website, including some vocal profiles concerning glyphosate, which the World Health Organization recently acknowledged is probably carcinogenic. People can get a blood test out there for $119. They can certainly do that, but they also have, as an adjunct to that, they can talk to me about a vocal profile for $50. So maybe if they're not able to, because usually what happens is you have glyphosate, then you want to detox and see if you still have it. If they wanted to have a vocal profile to learn more about whether glyphosate is showing up in their math matrix in their body, this is one way they can do it. And people are looking at methylation a bit more in a particular gene called MTHFR, which has to do with that part of your cycle that determines how well you replicate your cells during the during your life. That's something that's big now. That's also $119. So I'll be putting out some information about a vocal profile. They can explore a bit more of that. You can learn, certainly, you want to go and do your blood tests, and check those out. But you do have, as an addition, a complement to all of that, you have the opportunity to see what bioacoustic sound health and bioacoustic biology can show you about your health. So in a way, this is all hot off the presses. I mean, Sherry is a pioneer, and anything she finds out or discovers in her research, she puts it out there. She doesn't hold it back, hold it close to the vest. She puts it out there, and I look at it that way too. If I see something in the news, that we provide information for, I'm going to go for it.
Yeah, exactly. Also, Robert, I would also like to ask you the question. And if somebody is doing any other condition, they can still call you folks, can they? Because what other condition or health issue people can call in. So I decided to just kind of say any other health issue if they are dealing with it, they can still call you folks and just go from there. Correct?
Exactly. And as I mentioned to you before, if they're not around where I'm at, if they want to do a vocal profile and then go to a practitioner nearby or just go to a practitioner nearby, my goal is to create a link for them to be able to get to their next step of self-healing.
Perfect. Listen, Robert, we have to kind of close now. Thank you so much for being here, and it's amazing information, and we will see you in 2 weeks. Okay?
All right.
And look, like I said, people, can actually go to the link for my BBS radio show, and they can actually check your bio and all the information is also on that link too. So, okay, folks, thank you so much for tonight. And also, I just wanted to mention quickly that I'm hosting a seminar here in Tampa on extension of human of personal identity to externity, which will be about expanding the human consciousness, and you're using number 6 centers also for the healing. But come see us on May 23 and 24th. You can actually check this also on the event, or you can check my website internationalwellnessnet.com /events. So folks, thank you so much, and we will talk again in 2 weeks. Good night, everybody. Thank you, and thank you, Robert.
Thank you. Good evening.